Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's very own Bob Surratt starts your day. WGN.
You have dibs on a parking space. I have dibs on the 5 to 9 a.m. show here at WGN. Good to have you with us at 7:40. And let's talk a little bit about getting the snow and ice off our sidewalks and driveways and streets. Bob Bertog is a certified snow removal specialist. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm interested in this job. What makes you a snow removal specialist? What do you do exactly?
Well, basically, I'm certified by a national association, and I guess it just means I'm a good test taker because you have to take a series of exams to show that you know what you're talking about. Some of it's about weather, a lot of it about contracts, safety, human resources, and things of that nature.
So this morning, the big problem is ice, isn't it?
Yes. So we had, it actually started out yesterday morning. The storm started out as freezing drizzle. So you had a layer of ice underneath the 6 or 8 inches of snow on top of that. So people had to tangle with that. And then this morning you had a little bit of lake effect, and then they had what was called freeze back after you plowed it off, and then the temperatures went below freezing. But the salt did a pretty good job of burning through any residual that was left. But it's definitely still a little dicey out there. You got to be careful when you're walking.
And talk about snow blowers for a second, because it's easy to get those things clogged, isn't it?
The thing about that is to be very, very careful, because with heavy snow like this, the blowers will tend to clog up in the chute. And even if you have the power turned off on the snow blower, there's a lot of torque in those. The inside of the blower, never put your hand in there. Use a broom handle or something, because if that thing kicks around and snaps, you can easily lose fingers.
On days like this, I don't do this anymore, but I'd try to knock those icicles off the gutter. That's not a good idea, though, is it?
Well, you can do that. You're not gonna really harm anything on the gutters. Just be careful doing it. I would say, you know, wear a hard hat or football helmet or something to protect yourself, because I have seen people take one to the head, and then it can be, obviously, you end up with stitches.
Yeah,
so you got to be careful.
Yes, I'm a sensitive guy. I will make sure that Marianne wears a helmet when she does that. let's talk about trees and plants and so forth and so on. Now, you're not supposed to clear the snow and ice off of the plants, really, are you?
We recommend not doing that unless it's posing a hazard, because Mother Nature will take her time putting the snow on there over a 12 or 14-hour period. So plants are extremely pliable, and they'll bend and let Mother Nature take the snow off by when it melts. If you go out there with a broom and try and knock it off, you can actually do more harm than good. The other thing, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about trees.
The trees, actually, same thing, but the trees, what we learn about that with heavy snows is, you'll see what's called natural pruning. So if you have a problem, if you come outside and there's a bunch of branches on the ground because they cracked off, that's going to give you an indication that there might be something else wrong with that tree. And you're best off calling in an arborist or someone like our company to come in and evaluate what the state of the trees are.
Now, a lot of the suburbs have various ordinances about clearing snow and ice from public sidewalks in front of residences. So I guess every area is different, isn't it?
Every town is different. I know the city of Chicago is pretty strict about making sure that you clean your public sidewalk in front. The other thing a lot of villages are very strict on is where you push your snow. A lot of them say you can't, it's your snow, keep it on your property. You can't push it across the street, or in worst case, leave it in the street, and then the village has to deal with it. I have seen people get fined for that, but every village is different.
So in front of your house, if you have a driveway or just the sidewalk in front of your house, it's a good idea to put some sort of stake or marker up, isn't it?
Definitely mark your property lines, and make sure that whoever is doing your plowing is aware that there might be landscaping underneath it or behind it, and just to prevent damage to it.
Yeah, and you got to make sure there aren't any rocks in the driveway or sidewalk, right?
Well, you'd find it with the snowplow, and it would do a lot of damage to the truck potentially.
All right. Well, Bob Bertog, you're obviously a busy guy, certified snow removal specialist, Bertog Landscape Company out in Wheeling. Are you working hard today, Robert?
I am. It's time to start doing the paperwork.
Okay. Get to it. Good talking to you this morning. Thanks for the
Bob.
Tips. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thanks.
You too.